B-Pod Studios.
You know, you saw real good stuff from Mac Jones yesterday. You saw some bad stuff. Are the Patriots... Okay, first of all, let's start with Kendrick Bourne. Any more information on why Bourne... Because he's so effective when he's in. Why he's not playing as much as he should be, probably.
It's a great question. And I think when you look at the numbers, I don't know if you guys covered it in the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what? He had 18 snaps in the game. And Lil Jordan Humphrey had 54.
Yeah.
And, you know, look. Just do the math, right? Like Kendrick's 18 snaps, four catches, and he actually had five. One of them got called back from a penalty. And Lil Jordan Humphrey has no catches. Doesn't seem that hard, right? Like put one guy in more. You know, I was trying to watch, to not to get too deep in the X's and O's, but like were the Ravens maybe putting different personnel on the field when Lil Jordan Humphrey was in the game? And versus when Kendrick Bourne wasn't, and it didn't look to me like they were.
That's not good.
So, yeah. So my thought is like the Patriots just decided they like that matchup better, but it seemed like that was a curious decision.
Is your understanding, and I guess like the easiest conclusion to be that he is still in the doghouse, and it all seems that the first time we heard about any of this was during that preseason game. You know, or that week rather, when the Panthers were here, which now looking back is like six, almost maybe 7 weeks ago that happened. Is that your understanding? Is it the reason he's not getting the playing time? Is that it's because he's still in the doghouse?
I don't think it's about the doghouse. I would say in the first week of the season when he played just two snaps and they came late in the fourth quarter, that struck me as a reporter as more of the doghouse. You know, last week he played more, but this week, to me, that's a good question for Bill, and he's coming up at 7:30, and I just was going to try to ask him from a football standpoint, like, what is it about having Humphrey on the field that you liked, you know, versus the way they matched up against you? Because that one doesn't seem to add up to me. And I do want to tell you guys, like, Friday I sat down with Kendrick at his locker, and he's like, look, I want you to tell people, like, I want to be here. Obviously, I want to play more, but I'm good. Like, don't make this about me. Like, I'm ready to go. And so just sort of maybe gives you a little glimpse into the mindset of Kendrick right now.
They should just trade him. Like, if they're not going to play him, well, first of all, they should play him. That's the number one thing.
I don't know if they're not in the business of trading skill position players.
They can't give a good wide receiver away.
Play the guy.
Rich, I agree.
Yeah.
By the way, you need little Jordan Humphrey out there for his blazing speed. his slowest in the
I know, but it speaks volumes, getting back to what Mike was saying before. The Ravens didn't change their defensive personnel.
Yeah.
When Bourne was on there, as opposed to Lil Jordan Humphrey, who is very slow and is basically a blocking wide receiver.
Listen, you see the good and the bad with Mac Jones. Obviously, it's a second-year player. He's not going to be, you know, as consistent as a 10-year veteran. Are they doing him a disservice, Mike, with the skill position, the players they have out there?
Well, I think I would go bigger picture on that, and I think I'm going to make a comparison. Like, you got Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville, second year quarterback, first round pick like Mac, and what are we seeing if we just sort of take a glimpse down there? A second year jump,
right?
With a new head coach, new system, but Doug Peterson, and. What are we seeing in New England with Mac? I always use the saying, trust your eyes. Like, it's not always so complicated. Mac should be taking a second year jump. And I don't know. Are you guys seeing a second year jump?
No. And what I'm seeing is I'm seeing two out of the three games that he's played, him being too injured to speak to the press afterwards. And I'm wondering how much of that is Mac and how much of that is the failure to put, you know, competency around him.
And when we say competency, I guess the initial question was, are they doing him a disservice with the players they're putting on the field?
Right.
I'm going wider than that. Like, what is this, you know, what is the offensive system? What are you running? Are you putting Mac in the best position? Are you running the plays that he's most comfortable with? Guys, he has five interceptions on the season. And just to check myself, I said, when did he throw his fifth interception last year? And it was in the fifth game. So it's just not at the same level of efficiency, and it doesn't seem as sharp as we saw from him last year. And I can't believe he's getting He shouldn't be getting worse as a player, which leads me to question some of these other things that's happening around him.
So, Mike, what is the latest on Mac as far as his condition? What are you hearing right now?
So, well, the first thing last night was how severe was this? Like, did he break a bone that could cost him his season? And we were quickly able to sort of rule that level of injury out after the game. What we know now is they had a lot of swelling after the game, and that's very commonplace. They have to sort of wait for that to subside, and then they go for an MRI today to learn more about what's going on inside the ankle, and it's believed that it's a high ankle sprain, which usually means you're going to miss some time, but you're not going to miss the rest of the season.
Okay, and how do you feel about Brian Hoyer being under center for the time being? I mean, and I'm assuming it's Brian Hoyer and not Bailey Zappe. I would think that would be, because he obviously knows the offense, or I don't know if he, I would think so, because they've switched things up. But how confident are you moving forward?
Maybe he knows it better than anyone else.
Maybe he might be right.
Yeah. So I think on this, anytime you go to a backup, you know, to me, it's the context of how confident are you to keep the team afloat, right? To maybe steal you a win or two until you can get the top guy back. So let's go from that standpoint. You got at the Packers. That was going to be a tough game, even if Mac was in there, right? And then you come home against the Lions. Then you're on the road against the Browns, if I have it right.
Yep.
And then you're back home against the Bears. Like those three games after the Packers, I feel like are winnable for the Patriots, and whether it was Mac or Brian. So I think, and I'm doing a four game window. I don't know if that's the window they'd be looking for with what Mac is dealing with right now. I think he can keep them afloat, but obviously it's not ideal.
Hey, Cam Newton's still a free agent. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Don't do that to me.
He still hasn't found a team.
Listen, they've got Hoyer's a coach on the field, my friend. You got to go to the Hoyer.
They need him. He's a steadying influence.
Absolutely.
That's what he is.
No one outthrows little Jordan Humphrey, by the way.
That's right. He can run faster than anyone. Real quick, Mike, about the defense. They look real good for most of the first half. And then I think Dietrich Wise had three sacks by himself in the first half. And the one touchdown Baltimore got is because Josh Uche second-guessed himself on a sack. And then what happened? Well, what did Baltimore do to kind of torch the Patriots in the half, second half?
Good question. I'm still watching it over. My sense of it is that they just wore them down. Like, ultimately, like, you're in the fight with Lamar Jackson and you're going to have, you know, he's going to get you. I mean, in some of those plays, guys, like that Lamar made, like those are tight window throws and plays. And I think it just ultimately caught up to him. Special teams was part of that, too, on that punt return. They just sort of didn't complement, you know, the three phases of the game, to use a Bill Belichick term.